Hello, everybody. Hope you're all well. Okay, we have today and hopefully Thursday. Let's make this Thursday just a little bit earlier. Let's make it 10 o'clock. Is that good for probably not on the West Coast? So let's try to, we'll try to keep it not so. We'll try to keep it at 11 just to, so it's really not beyond, reasonable. Okay, so we'll keep Thursday at 11.
Is there anyone on the West Coast here?
What's that?
At 10 o'clock would work much better for me, if that matters. Unless there's people on the West Coast, I don't want it to interfere with anybody. But it seems like Aaron's the only one.
We'll do 10:30.
Rebbe can do 10 o'clock too. That's fine.
Yeah, that's challenging for you. So we'll do 10:30.
Okay.
Okay, today also we'll try not to go too long because I actually have something I've got to run out to. So I want to just elaborate a little bit more on, first of all, the three cases. What I want to just finish up with is the three cases that we were discussing. I want to talk a little more about what the Mefarshim say about them because I was running. Just to get back to the idea, and then to talk about a whole lapping approach or overlapping approach, which I think I've mentioned in the past, but I think works to explain some of the evidence and connect to the first approach. So sounds very, I'll get to exactly what I mean by all this in just a minute. And then if possible, I still want to, if not, we'll leave that for Thursday to discuss the question of a little bit more detail, Shema Bo'or Nifkema, Shema Bar Tzamos Kol Hayom, how those really fit in, what we accomplish given everything we've discussed. Because so far we've been in zeroing in on Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, which I was established are really extremes. Rav Huna is an extreme L'chumra, where even Shema is applied, maybe even Kishashiber, Atzamos Kol Hayom. And Rav Chisda, of course, is the other, doesn't even need Shibra Tzamos, and yet he is Mekel, in his Tola, that, it was Nifgam in the Mefrekes. So you have two extremes, and then I want to talk about how that, before we do that, I want to talk about what we were talking about last time. So just to get us back to where we were, again, we were trying to address like a range of questions, so, including in our sugya, the distinction between, again, it started off with trying to explain the, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So I guess on the extremes that I just mentioned. So far, I'm just recapping a little bit. But Rav Huna, and again, how seriously do we take Shema Ba'or Nifgam, given that objectively, it's not a 50% scenario, clearly. And clearly in a situation where, you don't have a reis on the fanecha, we don't typically apply that din. Maybe we're worried enough about it that we require lechatchila, a bedika la'acharav. But the point is, as long as there's no reyesa, we're not concerned about this. And also, we just know numbers-wise. That's what chaticha and shechita is. So, you would basically say that every single shechita was safek, was possibly safek. We don't say that. So why is it that we're giving? So again, is it all due to the reyesa, the answer of if not, or then how do we understand the reyesa, in light of this? So that's question number one. And then question number two is for Rav Chisda, the other extreme, and that is if Rav Chisda is invoking Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, but this is an atypical Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, either for the reasons that Tosfos and some of the other Rishonim note, which are more technical, which is a kula, chumra, haragil, etc., or because of the Balamor idea, which is a much more powerful perspective. one that you wonder why the other Rishonim didn't even zero in on, and that is that typically Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai refers to a status of Muchsakus. It basically says that the burden is always to prove change when there's a status quo ante, and there is a status quo ante in most cases, classical cases, of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai, but not really here, because here the whole point is that's Behema Bechaya Becheskas Iser, and then we have a shechita with a reyesus. Even though we have a lot to be tola on, why is a lot to be tola on the equivalent of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai? Unless you want to dilute, and maybe that's, unless you want to say that Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai typically is a case where there's an absolute muchzakus that you want to be motzi from. That happens to be the case, but you see from here that that is not what is legally significant about it. What's legally significant about it is how compelling the case is. But compelling is a substitutable, an interchangeable, metric. It can be established through absoluteness, and it can be established through an overwhelming rove, which kind of eliminates, I guess, the other tlia, and turns it into not even being a lenis and suffix. So that might just be the answer. And then it's, melamed on what Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai, what's really important about Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai in general. Or if you want to then say the Tosis idea, which is a stronger one, a weaker one, etc. But if it's really the Balamor, which is, I think, more attractive, just in terms of language and default what the concept would be, so then Rav Chisda being able to say, that Shibar Atzamos, or even without Shibar Atzamos for Rav Chisda, it's even bigger finish, right? Even without Shibar Atzamos, that, just we say Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaadai is given, how unorthodox this particular one is unusual. It's strange. So that's what we started with. Then in our sugya, the second thing that we were talking about in our sugya was that when the Gemara makes a distinction between Chatzitza case and our case, so number one, there's a lot of what I called talking to instead of talking with, going on, like, but there's a chazaka, but isn't there a chazaka there too? But there's a reyesa, but isn't there a reyesa there too? And so on and so forth. You have all of that. And then you have the final answer, which is Sakin Yisroi, Behema Lo Yisroi, as opposed to the Chatzitza case. And then you have kind of two questions. One question, the bigger question being, just so even when you read the Shaka Vatari and the Gemara, is like, why should we care? In the end of the day, why do we care whether the Reyesa is in the Sakin or the Reyesa is in the Behema, right? What we should only care about is the likelihood, the prospect that this was a proper shechita which changed the status quo of Behema Bechayeska, of Behema Bechayeha Bechayeska Sisra Mendes, or didn't, and it left that status quo. Whether the Pengam that would neutralize Sakin as a game changer or as a Chazaka changer, is due to something in the behema or something in the instrument, of the Maisa Shechita, on the surface, that doesn't seem to be consequential to the likelihood of change. Now, if you're looking at this quantitatively, reconstructing, it in that way, it's just a very strange idea, right? Moreover, then you have the... and then you have different days in Tosis, But then this is also interconnected with the other problem, and that is, well, what happened to the other case of Mikvashanimdav and Insa Chaser, where I call it Tower Shanasas al Gabav, or Gabeim is Arpsulos. Right, and that's a case where, seemingly that should be a problem even for Rav Chisda. Because the reyesa there, right, is in the it's in the mikvah, so that's like a reyesa on the sakin. It's not a reyesa on the gavra, right? Chatzitza is a reyesa in the gavra, right? But chaser is a reyesa in the mikvah. So the mikvah is the sakin, and it's itra. So in addition to just not understanding why it matters, right, we also have this other stira. That's where you have the answers in Tosas and Chulin, the answers in Tosas and Nida, the answers in the Chachmei Sfarad, all of which are significant in their own right to test, you know, some of these factors. But in addition, they're testing how seriously and what we mean by Sakin Esrei Reisa Oesrei. So we have Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Sakin Esrei Behemel Oesrei, and then Mikvah Shenimnad V'Nimsa Chaser issues. In addition, the whole Mikvah Shenimnad V'Nimsa Chaser is a problem not only in terms of Sakin Esrei Behemel Oesrei, but in terms of the very Psak itself. What's the difference between our Sakin case and the Mikvah Shenimdad case? And that again is some Rishonim zero in on one, some Rishonim zero in on the other. Both of these questions are, you know, significant to us. So there's a lot of questions. Just reading through the Shakavataria, these lines in the Gemara on Yudam and Aleph, and, you know, in conjunction with the Sugya in Nida, and, you know, using our logic raises a lot of questions. Then in addition to that, we have three other questions, and those are questions that the Shemitza, you know, mentions. And that is that the din of Tartil Reisa, which the Gemara establishes in Nida, is a din which doesn't seem, you know, it seems like it's a, you know, principle when the Gemara articulates it, you know, in the places that it does. Oh, difference between Chadal Reisa and Tartil Reisa. Great. But there seem to be exceptions to those rules. And I want to elaborate a little more on those, at least some of what the Mefarshim say about it, particularly the Taz and so on. Namely, the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simon Aleph, where we have the Shochet, who got a Kabbalah, but who failed a later Bechina. And the question is, you know, what about all the Shechitas that he did, you know, from that time, from the time that he passed the Bechina till the time that he failed the Bechina? Okay. So again, you know, if we could, and we'll talk about this, you know, if he did a Shechita, you know, last week, you know, then I think most of us would really, really be queasy. And if he did a Shechita, you know, the week after he got his Kabbalah, you know, most of us would be very, you know, confident, you know, and the question is, what about everything in between? But no one is suggesting, actually, that we'd be Mechalik between last week and a week after he got his Kabbalah either. Maybe that's something to think more about, and we'll get back to that right in just a second. Because, again, objectively, we know that a change took place, but we don't know when that change took place. That's how I'm formulating it for the moment. I'll get back to that. And, you know, that becomes an important question. So the Ramah basically says that we, this is based on Tshuva the Rivash, that we, you know, we take the optimistic view. In other words, we do not retroject back his failure. We assume that the failure, you know, was in more recent time. That's what's, to say it this way, we go by the Chazaka de Mi'ikara, not the Reisa or the Chazaka de Hashta. That's the Riva, and that's the Ramah. That's the Rivash, rather, and the Ramah. That's how the Ramah passes. And the Taz, I just want to go through it in a minute, because I think it's a classic, really highlights a lot of the issues that we've been discussing. The very long Taz in Siman Aleph strongly disagrees, and in the end, he, you know, he paskins against this. He really is posel all those shchitos lemafreya based on the principle of Tartil Reisa. Agav, he goes through a lot of interesting things, which I want to talk about. I want to document in just a minute. That's case number one. Case number two is the discussion about shchitas mumar. Once you know that somebody has been established as a mumar, again, do we retroject his mumrius, you know, backwards? We assume that he's a mummer now. He was a mummer before, until we know that he wasn't a mummer. Do we say a kind of tartel reyesa, behema b'chetzka schayeha omedes? Plus, you know, he's, there's yesh reyesa shehu kosher lishchita. Do we say that or not? So again, it seems like the Beis Yosef does not want to say that. And yet, there are some Gaonim who do. And we'll see in a second again, Psad Hazel Shitaso. Again, why isn't that Tartel Reyesa? Right? He was Kasher. He is Pasol. The Behema is Becheska Sisar. So it's Tartel Reyesa. And then the third one, the one from Choshe Mishpat, which is you have an eight Pasol, but you're not sure when. We know for sure that he is a Goslin, but there is some suffix. We're not sure. Adam came to court. They testified that he's a Goslin. But for some reason, they didn't testify when the Gzela took place. So now, and he's been giving testimony, you know, for years and years and years, or months and months and months, or days and days. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, we're not sure whether all of his testimony came after it was established, or after his Maisa Gzela, which passed him, or not. So once again, you have a Cheskas Mamon, Motu Mechrer Levaraya, plus a Reyesa Lefanecha. The Edim are now Psulim, and there's a Suffolk whether or not you could be Motzi Mamon and all the Dine Torah that took place previous, in the interim. So again, this is a psak of the Rama, once again, that we're not Choshesh L'mafreya. And here you have the discussion of the Xos, who is very troubled by this. Okay, so I want to discuss these three cases in a minute. Before I get to it, I'll tell you my solution in all three cases was to go, and of all the other cases, before I get to the second solution, is to suggest that it all goes back to the issue of how and when you apply multiple chazakos, which also might be a way of saying which, or at what point, or what is the criteria for determining which chazakos are relevant to a case, and when not. And that's what I was trying to, convey by discussing the question that the Rishonim ask, which is another question, and that is, why do we seem to be focusing on Cheskas HaGuf and Cheskas, you know, HaMikvah or Cheskas HaSakin, right? Cheskas HaBehema, Cheskas HaGuf, that's one category. Cheskas HaMamon, that's one category. That's category one. Then there's the, you know, that's the status quo ante of the affected, the Nidon, the subject, we'll call it. Then there is the cheskas, the chazaka of the davar hamishana or the davar ha-metake, right? That's the sakin, or the, you know, or the mikvah, or the, let's say, the status of the aid, you know, as the case may be. Why don't we also care about the chazaka, right, of other things that are subsequently dependent upon, right, this possible change in status? So in the case of Nida, right, that would be the Taharos. Why do we care about the equivalent of the Taharos? So instead of the saying, oh, it's the Gavra Tamei who's trying to become Tahar, in the mikvah, but then he touches the taharos. Why isn't the cheskas taharos, you know, a relevant factor one way or another? So here we find that the Rishonim give different answers. This is what I was trying to explain last time. So one answer that they give is that we only care about the leida safek, not the what's called yisuma safek, not the application of the safek. So it would be correct to say that we're trying to figure out whether he is Tamei or not. That's what we really care about. We're not figuring out. The subject matter isn't whether the Taharos are Tamei. The subject matter is, Well, I mean, that's the question, right? But certainly you can make the case whether he is Tamei, and Mimela, the Taurus that he touched afterwards, are Tamei. Put it this way. The more primary Safek is about him. And the Taurus are an applied Safek. But the Makora Safek is about him. That's for sure. So one view is that we always care about the Makora Safek, the Machayim of the Safek, not the application or the Kiyum, you know, the result, the Totsa'a of the Safek. Now again, in theory, there could be a Din Torah, a case in which really, for various, let's say, objective reasons, right, we don't look at the Taharos or the, you know, Taharos type, you know, as just an application. Maybe for some reason, maybe their value or the effect that they have, you know, if you're dealing with, you know, a korban or something like that, you know, where everything else is viewed as preliminary, let's say, and what we really care about is this application. In other words, what I'm really raising the possibility about is not, we're not going to pursue this now, but just, you know, since it's us ili adenu, what I'm saying is that typically, objectively, if we're interested in the Taros, which takes place temporally, you know, at a much later point in terms of stages or process, you know, the Taros are what they are, you know, because of the person who touched them. So he's still the Mechayev. In that sense, he's always going to be the Mechayev. But let's say there was a Din Torah where even though that were the case, you know, what we really care about for some reason is the Chafta Shel Taharos. Not as an additional, but, you know, for some reason, that's in the spotlight of the particular halacha in question. Right? So would we still say this principle? The answer is maybe. But at least there's some question. This opens up a whole important area, you know, of discussion. Okay? I'm not going to say more about it than that, but right. Whereas if you take, and that, again, that works according to the view of the, I mentioned the Ritva quotes this in Erevin. I'm just going to read the quote again very quickly. Because it's an important quote, and that is "B'kol makom ein ladun chazaka ela midavar shasafek ba mimenu." So again, in terms of the chetza shel safek, right? There's no question that that depends on the gavra. In the case of taros, not on the taros. However, I'm just pointing out that, and for some reason, the Taharos wasn't just one of many, this Taharos wasn't just one of many applications, but for some halachic reason, it was in the spotlight, it was the consequential focus. You still might say this, because it's still true, right, that the Safek is Bami Menu objectively, but I wonder. Okay. This is opposed to, this is, what is it? The Rebrab Schneer, that's quoted in the Ritva Neirman. As opposed to the other answer, which most Rishonim give, which is, Kivin Devadai Naga, Paka Chazaka Minayu. And that's what I'm mostly focusing on, although I think both are really, very crucial. And that is that seems to be saying, to explain the same phenomenon, it seems to be saying that the issue is not which suffix is more, I mean, which chazaka is more consequential or relevant, about which I can raise my suffix than I just did, but whether or not, you know, we haven't disabled, you know, as far as this question is concerned, chazkas tuma v'tahara completely. Because once it's vadai naga, right, and we're just not sure of the identity of the nogeya or the nature of the negiya, whether it's negiya hametamas or not. Right, so maybe cheskas tahara has been rendered, you know, at least in this case, insignificant or obsolete. It doesn't exist. It's paka. That's the language. It's mesulak. of the Rishonim. That doesn't mean it's Mesulak Lekol. Maybe it's not Mesulak for other things, but definitely, even then it might be. Okay. So, yeah. So again, when the Tosa Rosh wants to explain about the mikvah, the Tosa Rosh and Nida, just printed on the side of the Gemara there, says, Cheskas ha-mikvah adif, micheskas ha-guf. He's trying to explain, in general, why don't you say, you know, the person is Tamei. So his cheskas ha-guf is Tamei. And now we have a suffix whether or not he's Tahar or not. Right? So in general, even if the mikvah is not nimsach haser, let's say it's a mikvah which was checked and it was malay, right? But it still could become chaser. Sometimes it does. It's chaser basai anyway. So why not just say mukmina nacheskas haguf, and that's shel tuma. That's a Tosa Rosh in Nida asks. I don't think I quoted this last time. So he says, Cheskas ha-mikva adif me cheskas ha-guf shaharei ha-tamei toval lefaneinu. Okay, he's not saying that there is no cheskas ha-guf. Not going as far as that other line in the Rishonim. But it's the same idea, which is, by the way, it comes from the Gemara, where the Gemara says, harei toval lefaneinu, harei shachat, right, lefaneinu. Right? So in all these cases, whenever the Gemara, whenever we have this, it's always a bit of a catch-22. What do you mean? And that's why you always have this fascinating Shaka Vatari in the Gemaras, the ones that I keep saying are talking to each other, at each other, rather than to each other. Like, you know, oh, Hare Chasta, this Tuzcha. Oh, Hare Shaka Lefanein, Hare Tava Lefanein. Meaning, like, what's going on in all those Shaka Vataris? So I think what's going on in each case is they're wondering about this question that I was developing last time, and that is there a catch-22 here or not? Is there a game changer which either makes itself the focal point of the suffix, or even more, that renders the competing chazaka or suffix, you know, either irrelevant or secondary, peripheral. Right? We don't have to go so far as saying that it's nothing, either because it becomes the mechayev or the makora safek, like the first answer the Rishonim gave about the taharos, or even more strongly because vis-a-vis right now or this issue, it's vaday noga, so therefore it just completely neutralizes, you know, the safek. So, in the case of the Tosa Rosh, it's more obvious, right? Because we don't have a Reisa, and we do have a Chasa. We have a Chazaka of the Adam, and then we have a Chazaka of the Maisa Tvila B'Mikvah, right? And therefore that becomes the focal point, or even more, right? The renders the first, it becomes the relevant Suffolk, and it also maybe even renders the first Suffolk contingent. Now it's a tolui, you know, bow. Right. But in some cases, it isn't so obvious, especially when hare reisa lefanach. So they say, oh, hare hu shachat lefanenu, hare hu taval lefanenu. But then you're going to say, yeah, but hare amikva chasar lefanenu, or asakin pogum lefanenu. Right? So then what I'm really trying to suggest is, like, is there anything left of Hare Naga, you know, which makes that the focal point of the suffix, or and even the neutralizer of all other sfeikos, whether they be previous, like Cheskas HaGuf, Cheskas HaBehema, or subsequent, like the Taharos, etc. So this is what I've been calling the difference, just as the usage, the difference between Maisa B'Safek and Safek Maisa. Now, in some cases, you're going to determine that by probability or likelihood. Meaning, you know, if there's an Areasa, so you're always going to say Well, that's a maisa. You know, there's still a suffix about it, but the maisa naga, the maisa tefila, was koveya, right? And in its own right, the suffix that you have isn't enough to undermine that. In other cases, maybe it's enough just that it be stronger, but in still other cases, there could be other factors. What I'm saying is it becomes a very subtle issue to figure out whether or not the Vaday Naga here is enough, right? Especially when it itself, I mean, the status of the Naga is part of the question, you know, so is that enough to render everything else, you know, insignificant? So partly that is a question about probabilities and what it's up against. Partially, I'm suggesting that is a question about whether it itself is a process or more of an absolute. Hence, maybe, chasal afanecha, you know, chasar v'asoy, like, why do we ever care, as I said before? You know, why do we ever care until you reach the point of actual change? Why would we ever care whether something is chasar v'asoy or not? Right? But it always may be more of a reason. I'll give another suggestion in a minute. It always may be more of a reason to wonder whether you have, you know, whether your focus should be on the naga or not. Because if the tefila, I'm sorry, if the mikvah is chasar v'asoy, then there's more reason to think that it's not vaday tavel b'safek hechsher, but that rather maybe it's lo vaday tavel, because there's no chefetz shel mikvah. And even now, when there is a chefetz shel mikvah, the clock is ticking. You can almost viscerally hear the clock ticking as you're doing the tefila or the safek tefila, you know, when we're kind of, you know, replaying this, you know, and therefore that ominous ticking clock of the mikvah, right, is interfering with the vaday naga or the muchsokos of the naga. I'm suggesting this is highly sensitive, this question, because it is so subtle, is so highly sensitive to different factors. Okay, so b'kitzur, that's what I want to say about all this. I know it's you know, it could be accused of, like, you know, throwing the kitchen sink at it, but I really do think that this explains a lot of these subtleties. Chasar v'asoy, how compelling, you know, are the tliyas, all the answers in Tosis, which I think Tosis themselves look mostly at quantitatively, at least Tosis and Chulin, maybe not Tosis and Nida, I think could be turned into conceptually this perspective. And certainly some of them are conducive to it. For example, again, what some of the Rishonim say, which Tosis kind of half only says, but Tosis says it certainly as a quantitative factor, but you could have nifka ma'idea or, and still don't necessarily have shchita psula, right? To me, that's how Tosa says it. That's how the Rajma and others say it, right? That basically says, but if we know that it was pogum at this point, we wouldn't be tolan that out of the suffix that maybe, you know, the simanim didn't get, ripped up. The answer is, but what it does say is that there's still a safek naga or safek shachat, as opposed to, there's still a shchita b'safek or shchita b'safek as opposed to a safek shachat. Again, the terminology doesn't, you know, concern me so much. And the same thing with chasar v'asoy, which I just explained, the ominous, you know, impending clock ticking end of this muchzakus, it affects, among other things, this question of naga. So if that's the case, then we can also understand that other things do, like shivrat samos kolayom, the stronger the other tliya, that's going to be a factor. But I also think that explains the whole yesod, and that's what I was rushing to say at the end of last year, of chasar v'asoy, for example. Like, why do we care? Now we know. But especially of sakin pog, I'm sorry, of Behema Isroi Sakin Lo Isroi. I'm sorry, Sakin Isroi Behema, you know, Lo Isroi. So again, Tosas thinks, oh, there's no such thing. It's another way of saying Svek Sveka, you know, more Rov, less Rov. That's not Pashtus of the Gemara at all. The Tosas does us a service because Tosas, by rendering it into something else, highlights just how conceptually difficult it is. Why do we care in the end of the day? We're reconstructing what took place. So this is, but according to what I'm suggesting, which is it's all about, it's not, that's for Tosas, especially Tosas and Kulin, all the Chazakos are in play. And the question is, it's a battle, you know, to win. And like many battles, you know, it's going to be won or lost, you know, by, in a small margin, basically, you know, by the disqualification of this troops or that troops, you know, and its impact, the ability to work together, you know, et cetera. But according to what I'm suggesting, this is about, you know, Vadai Naga or Safek Naga. Vadai Taval, Vadai Shachat, or Safek Naga, you know, Safek Shachat, or Taval. So if that's the case, that's exactly what things like, you know, Sakin Isroi, Behema Lo Isroi, that's what they were created for. That's a purely conceptual, that's a purely, you know, abstract, you know, idea. But of course it affects Safek Naga. What we're saying is the Behema, you know, meaning the Maisa Shechita, that's okay. That's, you know, we're just trying to figure out whether it's the Hechsher or not, or Ibsil. So this is also what I wanted to say, this about Rav Huna and Rav Chisda in the extreme, as well as some of those other issues. Meaning, Rav Huna says, Shama Bar Nifkema, but typically he can't be so concerned about that, because if he is, it would undermine every single Shechita. So only when there's a Reyesa, and even if there's a much better Taliyah, I mean, Rav Huna is not going to argue on the facts that if you were, again, if you were a statistician, and you're trying to figure out how likely you did it in a lab or, you know, or whatever. You know, just take a Shechita knife, you know, and look after each case. You know, of course, you know, Shibra Tzamos Kol Hayom is a much better Taliyah than Ba'or Nifka. It just totally is. But the idea in Rav Huna may be, Rav Huna is like the flip opposite side of the Chachmei Svarad, who are saying, well, it's possible that it's Sakin, you know, Paguma, but still the Shechita could be Kshera. Right? So we're saying, what he's saying is, it could be that in a regular Shechita also, you know, that the regular Shechita could be Pogim, meaning, to begin with, the Vadai Naga or the Vadai Shachat, when there's a Reyesa, is highly vulnerable. The second there's a Reyesa, it's easy to abandon Vadai Shachat. That's what Rav Huna is saying. If you didn't have any Taliyah, then you wouldn't. But, you know, Yesh Litlos Ba'or Nifkam is a way of saying, you know what? There's no difference. It's not all this nicety, or at least these factors don't determine mice of a suffix or suffix mice. And maybe Rav Chisda says exactly the opposite on that point to explain his extreme. Meaning, this is even Ein Suffix Motzei Midei Vadai. Ein Suffix Motzei Midei Vadai is always when you have a prior Mozakus, and here we're trying to create out of a Tzulia La'achara Maisa, right, a reconstructed explanation of what happened in a no man's land, right, in the ambiguous, you know, time in between. That doesn't fit into the norm of Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai. So, in addition to what we said before, but I think what Rav Chisda will say to you is, in a sense, it's Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai, even without Shibar Tzamos Kol Hayom. Why? Because, of course, it's true that Shema Ba'or Nifkama is a possibility. Right? But number one, especially for Chachmei Svarad, you could say, number one, even with that, it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that the simanim were destroyed with it. But, and moreover, even though it can happen, right, it's sufficiently, you know, rare or and antithetical, I think this may even be more to the point, to the din of Shechita to begin with, that unless we know it happened, you know, there's no real Eitz HaSafek. I don't mean in numbers only. I mean, what we're really saying is, it's Vaday Naga, Safek Psul. So Vaday Naga, Safek Psul is always going to, you know, work. So Rav Chisda is basically, according to that shot, according to what I'm suggesting, Rav Chisda is basically projecting a classical Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaday. Not a tarnished one. Again, there's still good reason for Avuna to be arguing, or even others. But at least now we can understand these various factors. Okay, so that's where we were. So what I want to do now is I want to turn, I'll have somebody read a little bit, just to talk a little bit more about the three cases. So in the three cases, again, get back to that in a second. So in the three cases, I think the way to apply this yisod is to discuss what legal impact, right, the reisas have on the process. And in all three cases, to suggest that they don't undercut Vaday Naga. But this for legal reasons. They only undercut the kashrus of the Naga in question. And that's what I said the other day. So, for example, in the first one, I think is the easiest, namely the shochet, you know, with the Kabbalah, because you know, you vaday, you know, require certainly lechatchila, maybe even more, you know, a shochet mumcha b'halachos, but we also know that even an am aretz can do a proper shechita, A. And B, there's, you know, there's gradations of that knowledge. The language of the Gemara and Yud Zayin, and certainly even more so the language of the Rambam, as I mentioned, Safek Nevela, imply that, you know, we're dealing with Hechsher and Psul, not with Hafkoa, Samais. No one's going to say that, you know, who's not a Mumcha in Shechita becomes an Akum. An Akum, according to the, you know, according to the Re. No one thinks, no one should be thinking that. Which is different than saying if we know Vaday that he didn't have a proper Kabbalah, or that his Kabbalah, you know, Vaday ran out, that we wouldn't need Midin Safek Nevela or Psul, we wouldn't need the food. And the same may be true with regard to Mumar in particular. That I mentioned a few things. You know, the number one, when do you become a Mumar? And that, is that a status or is that a kind of an injected problem? The issues that we talked about. But even more so, the idea that, you know, is a Mumar, is a Goy even, you know, somebody who doesn't have Maisa Shechita or somebody that doesn't have Hechsher Shechita? And no matter what you want to say, that might be a debate between the Rambam and the Ri. And even if you want to think that a guy does not have Maisa Shechita, it's still possible that the Mumar, who, you know, his murky status of Avim Shechata Yisrael and Kegoy L'chol Adavarim, you know, gives him the Psul, but doesn't give him the Hafka. So these are all issues, including whether or not Mumar is contingent upon a particular Maisa, and you don't know when this Maisa took place. I'm going to document all this in a second. Excellus makes his point. Or it's more like the Beis Halevi when he talks about Yom Kippur, who has this idea that, you know, it's all a shiur, you know, in who you are and what your values are, you know, and whether you're a roi, you know, or not. The more you think that that's true, the more you can have a suffix. Oh, I know now you expressed your mumri as you gave an interview. Somebody heard you talking. So now we know who you are. Or you did something. Now we know who you are. But is that, if it's about, you know, what thoughts you've been harboring in your heart, you know, as opposed to, you know, creating a shame mumar at a moment or a particular moment, you know, then that might be even the mafreya. So it might be a mumar question too, in that Beit Halevi was. And then the third one was the question of edus, and then I just brought in the idea of you know, edim psulim, whether or not they have a godas edus, you know, as opposed to being mufkalagamri with regard to things like Edshmel and Sasabat Lakula and Tchilas of Asofo Bekashras. You know, some of the issues, those were here a couple of years ago when we learned Shavuos, we examined, you know, those questions, Nogebadavar and things like that, etc. Okay, so that's where we are. I just want to talk now for a few minutes before I get to my other suggestion, which overlaps or is separate, depending on your point of view. I just want to go through the evidence of these three cases a little bit more, in a little bit more detail, because I think there are some gems to take out from it. So let me ask, let's see, Zach? Are you game? Just to go through the task. Before we do, are there any questions about what we've been saying?
Just within this Ramah that we're about to do.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, in Darkei Moshe, when he quotes from the Aguda, so he says the Lashon of the Aguda about this din doesn't say anything about that he ever had a Kabbalah. And then the Ramah in Darkei Moshe says maybe even the Aguda only meant it in a case where there was a Kabbalah Metzila. So like, if there is a debate about that, is that simply just a debate about like how strong Cheskas Kashrus is, or is that also about the calculus here, about figuring out how much the chazaka is going to affect whether it's a maisa, the suffix or suffix?
I mean, whether how much of a strong chazaka de mi ikara in this case, you know, in the shkita, let's say, lahatir, do you need? Is what you're asking.
I'm asking, like, is that debate? If there's a debate about whether you need a Kabbalah,
Kabbalah, or just you should not know that he doesn't know.
Is that like a basic?
And then just rely, let's say, on Mumkhane. So you're saying, is that in order to establish, let's say, Vaday Shachat in this bigger way? In other words, Vaday Shachat Afal Pishi Yesh Safek Bedavar, etc. Or is it more just a question of what you need Lechatchila even in Shchita? I'm not sure. I hear. It's interesting, the Ramah himself does speak about the Kabbalah, right?
Yeah, he concludes that he thinks, because he's bothered, he quotes the language of the Aguda.
And the Aguda doesn't mention that.
And then he says there's a true Rashba who says explicitly that it would be possible, so he wants to kind of like resolve them. So he says maybe even...
Right. Interesting. Yeah, no, I think it could be either one of those points. It's a good Hara. Okay, Zach, so you have this Ramah. And what does Ramah say? Just
the Rama says that if
Sandy?
Yeah.
Also, just what's the views of Rahuna and Rav Chisda, and their you know, whether or not you say Vaday Naga or not Vaday Naga, what are those views based on themselves?
Say that again?
What are the views of Rav Chisda and Rahuna themselves based on? Whether or not you choose to look at you know, the Arshkita case, one which is a Vaday Naga and just a question of kashrus, or that it's not even Vaday Naga.
I mean, what are they arguing about? I mean, why would somebody be of the opinion that, I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds like it's a where to draw the line. I mean, everybody agrees, you know, that if the Sakin was Pankhu, then, and there's a Reisa, you know, that you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be saying, you know, Vaday Naga Safek Pasul, all things being equal. Like if you knew in advance, And everybody also agrees, as I say, that if you didn't have a reyesa, you know, that you wouldn't be questioning and saying that it's a suffik naga achi vadalcha. So I guess the question is, when it comes to, I don't know if this is a machlokas in shechita, because of the nature of shechita, namely that it assumes that it wasn't or nifkama daraisa, all things being equal without a reyesa, or it's a machlokas more generally, let's say, about, I think it could be two things, either that or what generally, default, let's say, changes or shifts the balance when it comes to this question. In other words, what would Rav Huna and Rav Chisda say about some of these other cases, like Safek Taval, Safek, Haid Bekashros? I guess that would be telling to show whether or not this is mostly about Shechita and or Nifkama, et cetera, like the default, of a Maisa Shechita being a Maisa Shechita being a local issue, or it is a broader question about when you have multiple Chazakos to invoke, like which is the consequential one, based on these factors, like it's a much more general machlokas, what the default is. I think that's what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know the answer. I guess what I'm saying is a litmus test would be to see, if we could interview them, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, to find out whether or not what I'm calling each an extreme view is based on or is limited to Shechita, right? Or it spills over into some of the other cases that we're talking about. And by the way, as far as that is concerned, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda don't have to agree. In other words, one could think, that this is about Maisa B'Safek or Safek Maisa generally, and the other could think that this is particularly about applying that idea to Shechita and Sagim Panguma. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it's, you might find, again, that I think that would be the litmus test, as I said before, but, good luck with that and without an interview. But it might come up. Might be something that's traceable here and there. And maybe, a little Shonus of Rishonim, which we'll talk a little bit more about Thursday, 10:30. Okay. So, yeah. Zach, you were...
Yeah,
so just the Ramah quickly, because it's especially in light of Nathan just pointed out that there is also some ambiguity about the Kabbalah part.
Okay, it says ve'im badko is a shochi lupodik v'nim zeshein yudea. So im not al pamachas Kabbalah in my truth in the mafrei mashish shochad damir and hash to this.
Yeah,
aval no not al Kabbalah me'olam kol mashish shochad treifa.
Correct. So basically, that's the Ramah that we're talking about. And what does the Taz say about it? It's a massive Taz. We're just going to go through a couple of points. But what I want about the Taz is I just think it's interesting that his whole analysis really goes to the core of these questions. And he uses the three answers of Tosis, as well as some other things, as a paradigm for making the distinctions when we say Tartal Riosa and when we don't say Tartal Riosa. But again, he mostly understands them in a very, let's say, practical way, whereas I'm suggesting that a lot of these factors themselves could be understood, right, as reflecting, like, perspectives on this other idea. Okay, so this let's run through quickly some of the things. He starts off by quoting the Aguda. You have it, Zach?
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah.
Tchilin atik motzi din zeh, v'ach gach maidikashilin begaba. B'sefer Aguda lama din zeh, mi plukse der v'una v'chiz de berakama de chulin. ושוכי בסכן בודו קודם שחיתה ולא בודקו אחרי שחיתה מיד ונמצא פוגם, דרבו נפוסה אפילו שבבצל אז בין שחיתה לבדיקו
סכן. Okay, let's skip a little because, right. מקיים אלון כרב חיז דהיך ששיב רבה עצמוס.
ופרחינן שם, רב חיז דה מיטה ועלה ונמצא על דה וחוציץ, אף פי שנסעת כבוס ממנה אחר תפילה לא עושה לו תפילה, עמד את עצמו וחזיצה מוצא מדיבדי תפילה. ומה זה?
I think it's a great cause because he's showing you how psak halacha, you know, comes from the Gemara down, you know, from Rav Puna and Rav Chisda and how we paskin to what the Rishonim ask, and he's just, you know, and plug it in to your new circumstance. It's just a great, I mean, it's always true what you do in psak, but it's a great one for the factors, and agav, he has some interesting things. Okay, go ahead. Uparchinan, umasik,
shani hacha. Right. Yalef balagudim is a leshochit shenivdak v'nimtza she'ene yedeh hechashchita ein lahatav akelem da'adam yisrei behim alo yisrei. V'uki shochit pechezka she'yoda adata.
Okay. So it's, again, behim alo yisrei, adam yisrei.
Okay. V'kashali midiratosis.
Yeah.
D'sham hikshu me'ahidu yishni d'mikva shenim d'nimtza b'nimtza chasu d'kol tari shenasu agab of the mafreya kulan tmeis mishim darichos lefanecha v'hem mitam me'achetz gaso v'lo amrin en mikva yisrei adam lo yisrei v'hachanami namid behim me'achetz gaso v'tirtzu gimel tirtzu ha'echad d'shayni mikva d'chasr v'asoi.
Okay, you don't have to go through the three answers because we know them, but again, you just see the methodology. I'm interested in two things in the Taz. Number one, it's a great methodology Taz, just to show how he is shaking the tie of the Gemara, the Tosis, the other poskim, always following through. But now, especially, what I'm interested, of course, is in the application of how he understands these factors in Tosis to this case and in general. Okay. So let's he has the three answers, right? Vim Kane, Kosh Aldina, and it's a very long task that I'm going to have you read every word, but Vim Kane, we'll just go to the strategic points. Kosh Aldina Dahai.
Right, that is shochet dinok about a good the kushis at tosis maishnami mikwa dezin and lachumma.
Meaning, why are you saying sakin estroi behem alo estroi, right? Or in this case, gavra, you know, behem alo estroi, gavra estroi, it doesn't fit in to the criteria that tosis set up. It's not like you could just plug, you know, in the Gemara and ignore the rest of Shas, you know, as understood, you know, by the Rishonim. So now the test, the methodological, you know, litmus test is to apply Tosis understanding according to all three answers to see whether this psak makes any sense or not. Right? So what's number one? A Teretz Echad.
A Teretz Echad Bada Einu Da Hashichas Halachos Gamkin Bamad Ma'ad She'in Shaykh L'Mashiyyada Akol B'Shachada Shachachachol.
This, of course, is also an interesting issue about, you know, memory.
Right.
And then memory and memory loss and default in memory, right? And that's like that way he handles it. So the God v'adachush v'aseichel makish.
Zad the einenu rose ba'adam ashochech mishnaso shochech mat hayom mat v'macher mat v'achi deshin behed yilakrad v'hayim shachach tishchach deim haschalas.
Meaning we see it b'chush v'aseichel, you know, and the psukim say it too, you know, if you're medayik in them, right? Right. Shachach tishkach, you know, means it's a process.
Right.
I just think it's an interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
that's one answer number one. And Tosis right. Doesn't seem to fit or to work because it is. Chazi, you know, it's chaser vasai, chaser vasai. That's what he's suggesting. But according to what we were suggesting, not in Tosis itself, and also the other suggestion I'm going to make, I'm not so sure that this is chaser vasai. Right? Meaning, if chaser vasai is, you know, oh, it's like an impending process, and that determines that, you know, whether this is Maisa to Suffolk or Suffolk Maisa, right? I'm not sure where that applies to shikha, even though it is true that you don't lose your memory all at once. But that's different than saying that there is a measurable, inevitable, you know, within a certain amount of time, you know, a process of loss. About memory, I don't think you say, you know, you're about to lose it, you're about to lose it. Meaning that it doesn't happen all at once. If that's the point, that is true. That it is a process, that is true. But that is a process that is perceived as impending, and therefore that would undercut Vadainaga. I don't think that's true in the case of memory. I think we assume as long as you hold on to your memories, right, that you get the full benefit of them, even though we know in a month and 2 months and a year, in 100 years maybe, you know, that that will no longer be the case. Right? A little bit this has to do with also the question that we discussed before about chaser vasa in general. And that is, well, is there a chalos chaser vasa until you reach the point? Right? I think it might be different in different things. Like, is it a mikvah 40? Or is it 40 plus? Right? Does the beginning of the deterioration, number one, how much of, again, process and predictable pattern and process is it? But also, you know, like it's omed lehisma'et, you know, from the time that it's 1,000? Or from the time that it's 41? Okay. So anyway, my point is that while I agree with him on memory loss, right? If what we're saying is the case, or the other suggestion, which we'll get to in a minute, then I don't think he's right. Even though technically he might be right. Good? Okay. The Eishlan Ulesa Lama Franki de Mikvah. Go ahead.
V'hachanami Issa B'mordechai Perke de Trefes Gabi Gvina Shinasu Mipara Nimtis Trefa B'shem Ben Yosef Kol Tzuf The Kevon de Efshalom Atari V'asai Yasin and Okolom V'hachanami Kenu Mitam Shashachach V'asai.
As I've registered my issue, okay.
Shatos is gamkin inkan. The inkan shum vade lekula adrab yishkan psul vade she'inu yudea. She'inu yudea is mana shikha.
What's that? The second antosis was this is a vadai lekula of shiber atzamos, right? He's saying you don't have the equivalent of that kula. Of that chumra in this case, here. Ish kan psul vadai she'en yodea. Ela she'en yodua zmana shikha. Okay. Well, karchak shibal aguda samach atzmo al teretz agimel. Okay, so that I think is a fair point.
The equivalent
of being shochet in a sakin pogum, muma, right? But being shochet properly. So here too, even if you're any odeya, can you be shochet properly? Okay.
V'yav shalom akein, toha paskinen alocha krav chizda b'shibra atzamos davka. Tazim endelo samchinen al seik seika. Samikshem b'mafrakas nifkam bimtim stilme bo'or, imer lo shachat kinegat apagim.
That would be true. That would be fine in Tosis for Rav Chizda. In Tosis for Rav Chizda, but we don't really pass. We paskin like Rav Chizda only b'shibra atzamos. So that means that this fake sveka is not enough. Right. Again, in response to Josh's question from before about, you know, what is Rav Huna and Rav Chizda really arguing about and, you know, on this continuum and so on. So that's part of what I still want to speak about hopefully Thursday a little bit more. And that is the halacha that we compromise and we say Shibra Tzamos, yes, Lo Shibra Tzamos. Shibra Tzamos like Rav Chizda, Lo Shibra Tzamos like Rav Huna. So if we're just looking at, you know, in its own right, you know, how compelling is it to be Mekel or to be Machmir? That certainly makes a lot of sense, right? Because Shiva Bar Tzamos definitely is a much greater Tliya. It's an Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, let's say, maybe not of the Balamor type, you know, but more at least of the, how likely, you know, is this the proper scenario type? But you just wonder, and this is one of the things that I'm wondering, you know, according to what I'm suggesting in the Sogya, when we say, oh, we paskin like Rav Chisda b'Shiber and Rav Huna below Shiber, if it's really true that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are arguing in the extremes because of how they're viewing, whether internally in this case or generally, you know, this idea of Naga b'Safek, Safek Naga, so are we really saying, yeah, and one of the factors that puts that over the top is the degree to which the Tliya is very compelling, right? So that Guva becomes a factor in this. Ah, that becomes very important. Okay, so that's another issue to think about. Okay, El Af B'Shviras Atzem, go ahead.
El Af B'Shviras Atzem Lo Mahani L'Didan Rakish Shibar Derech Shvir K'dil Kamen Tzemin Chas. In Cain, Baha'i Shochit, Shein Bosar, Lamal Yusa, my time and after Sveik Sveiko.
Yeah. But again, what I would say is, but not for Tosis, I agree with him on that. But if the idea of Sveik Sveiko, and especially the Rajba idea that, you know, Shema, you know, Shochat Keroi, Afapi Shehu Pagum, that probably could apply to a Shochit, Shein Yodeis Halachos, especially a Shochit, Sheyoda Veshochach. Frankly, maybe even more so. Okay, Vein Lomar.
Vein Lomar, the Gam Hachi Yishor, the Hatti Peter for Sik Sikom, Mikoach, the Tfei Mistabri, the Misli, Ashicha, the Ichor, as man Koma Devshe, Zeino. The Gabisakin, Nami Nemahi, Ahachi, the Tfei Mistabri, Litlos, Habagam Bechatiro, Achron, the Hainum of Rekas. The Kokamasha Adam Kotik Besakin, who holy Miskalka. Ilohi Boy in the Dafka Shibir.
I would be Michalik. I think this is an interesting discussion. Because again, shikcha, on the one hand, is chazer v'yasoi. Is, you know, it's chazer v'yasoi, which is not necessarily true. Is sakin chazer v'yasoi? Right? Meaning, it's not inevitable, no matter what you do with it. I mean, does it really wear it away until, I mean, unless it does. Maybe it depends on the sakin. Maybe certain sakins are chazer v'yasoi more. I think the issue is, again, also, that's one, I think practically and physically, it is more likely that the more you do, the more it will, never, but it doesn't have the same level of inevitability as water loss, nor is it as much of a steady process. And that is true even relative to memory loss. Right? So these are things to think about. I'm not so sure about this. Okay, we'll leave it at that for the moment. As well as we'll investigate this another minute as well. Okay. On the other hand, the other factor to remember is that your memories are more, you know, predictably vulnerable, especially as time goes on. But on the other hand, as long as you hold on to those memories, right, that it's part of something that defines who you are. And as I said, we don't look at it as something that's in, you know, with this neon, you know, it's an impending loss. You're about to forget Echol Shita, you're about to forget. I mean, you should do Chazara. I'm not arguing about that. But the as opposed to the Sakin, maybe you are dulling or compromising the blade, you know, more, you know, each time. So again, it depends what factor in you know, holech v'chaser or chaser v'asai we're talking about. Okay, let's continue.
V'subis minyan ches amirna b'shochit b'sakin badek v'nim to pogam afilu ba'ov afilu nagam v'mafekas aser v'gam ken inlam v'benidu
d'nidu. Here's another factor which totally relates to what we've been discussing. Go ahead. V'gam ken inlam v'benidu d'nidan
v'hatir ha'kelim le'ukminu b'cheskatsayu d'hatir mitchila z'eino. da begitten perish rashi gabi mikvah shenim dar full of azel shono kol trumos v'taros shenishtam shibuem bekelim bar nashim shetavlu mitumas and tmeos mashma afal pi sheish lem cheskes tara laos and taros lo mahani kevin dika reisa b'mikvah uva tava sham hachanami kein hukan.
So this, of course, is the question that we dealt with, that I mentioned the Rishonim always deal with, and that is why not throw another chazaka in the mix, cheskas taharos. So here it's kelim, you know, there it's taharos. And basically, that's what he's trying to say. We don't do that. But again, how clear is it that we don't do it? Depends on whether or not, you know, it's vadei naga. Maybe it depends on how vadei naga it is. Or the different explanations of the Rishonim, as they say, why we don't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Good. The Gam King, Ein Lahavi Raya.
May I hear the Kiddushin?
Also, an interesting. Okay. Here I just want to point out, that's Vishuvi Eshraya Lipsak Harama Mitshuvas Arajba. Okay, that's an interesting issue. What's that? This is the one that Natan was referring to, that they want to be miyashev, you know, so that they suggest the difference between he has and does not have a Kabbalah. Okay, so what is this Rajba? Kvar, based on Rav Mitzvah Neitzah Shchita, Mumchen Hei. Shema'at HaShachach, yeah.
The
Raja basically says, in a case where there was no chazaka one way or another, that if you don't have cheskas mumcha, right, like some sort of a Kabbalah, right, that you will be posel. Again, that's what Nathan was referring to before. Umizeh lamad Rama, that if you do have a chazaka, right? Okay. It says v'kashali.
V'kashali, dim to mashikavana sarash, but v'makam
shishpas. This seems to be against the Taz. This would seem to support Rama.
Shikavana sarash, but v'makam shish chazaka shabri samkhin and a chazaka. My maisi may ahi the sakin. Hello, some kin and a chazaka sham, rakleb chizda. I will libid the hechaza buin and shibat sums. Vesu, the rashbats, makasa paterasa baisa, arach, vizela shono, bim tomar, afilu, bishibar, bat sumos, name, behim behebe cheskas or madis, kidu avuna de kavalan kabase. Vishloma, shiny hawk, a whole bada kasakin tchila, ubehim a shkutu of anacha, mimar mun and hamid a sakin of chazkazo, upekimazu, a idish shviras at sumos hoisa adkan. Ishmamina de Chazaka de Sakin Ozla Negan Chazaka de Behema Veinlanu Hater the Bishvira Satsamos.
Meaning having a Chazaka Meikara is not enough when you have Tartal Reyesa. So I just thought the phenomenon is fascinating here, and that is that the Taz is so convinced that the evidence in Tartal Reyesa is to be posel Mafreya that even this Chuvas Arajba, he ends up suggesting that he didn't mean it and that he's speaking abstractly, you know, like Aliba de Chizda. Okay, Vesukashali.
Vesukashali. Eatim to Benita Dida and had to
make a mistake. Well, Fianira.
Because of Hachtuva the Ravcha de Milsa.
That's just a phenomenon. I mean, he's so convinced of what he's saying that he dismisses the Rajba as being the Ravcha de Milsa. And the Rajba wrote this tshuva and didn't mean it lahalacha. Or again, he meant it lahalacha, but he was saying he meant it even according to people who would normally be Ubalomar da'af sheish makhlokas.
דהיינו רב הונא ורב חסדא לעניין צעקין ולעניין מקווה רבנן ורב אלעזר בגיטין ויקא מאן דעומד מהני חזר דהתירא שייני הכא דלכולי עלמא אסר דאין כאן חזק לגמרי.
Even Rav Chisda Udi Imei, who say that, you know, the original Chazaka is good enough, being that the Cheskas Bedikas Asakin in this case, would agree that when there's no equivalent to Cheskas Bedikas Asakin, right, that it doesn't work. That's what the Rajba was saying. This tshuva that the Rajba wrote, Halacha Lamaisa, was Aliba, even the Mekilim like Rav Chisda. That's a phenomenon. Then he has a diuk, v'zesha kasav harav.
V'afilohachi pligibuhu. V'amas lohetik beis Yosef hanach gimel teva sefilohachi.
Then he has a diuk that the beis Yosef left out those words, which might imply that it's like, oh, even Rav Huna, even Rav Chisda is going to agree.
Right. Avil v'amas neskavin rashba v'zed afil b'makam t'ika chazaka yish plugsa. V'ahacha libet kulei alma asa.
Interesting raya from the Mordechai. I want to talk about that for a minute. You hire a teacher on condition that he's knowledgeable. Like, such a strange idea, right? So then they find out that, you know, that he failed, you know, his GREs and his SATs and his bechinas and, you know, that, right? So, Malamed Chisna Balabayas on Asosim Yadel Lilmod Velo Nisu Tchila. He was the Hashta Yada Mi Karinami Yada. You should go by there. So if you give him a bechina later, and it tells him he does know, so then he gets his salary, you know, from the whole time. So why not? What do we see? That Azlinan, not Basar Hashta. Basar Hashta. So if say Azlinan Basar Hashta, you should be here, you should be Machmir. There, you're Mekal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested about this line. The Ein Lomar
Shiny Hacha Da Anan Yadina Jack Papan and Pamachas Yoda Kishanita Kabbalah. Kishanita Kabbalah.
Chazaka
Chazak Shayada.
Shayada, the Mikara, so maybe that's different.
Right. The Eno, the Hasim of Lami Nami Pasha, the Mithril Yada, the Halo Noda Haidia Mibet and Emo, Bafilahi Azlin and Basahashta.
So I guess that's, first of all, it's a precious line. That seems to be a little bit against the Gemara in Nida, you know, that he actually did know the Bet and Imo. Okay, we'll leave that one alone. But, or maybe there are stages of Bet and Imo. But of course, what do you think about that, Zach? Aside from the Nida point, comparable or not? The Chazaka de Mikara of having a Kabbalah in Shechita. And the chazaka of ignorance of not having, you know, bet and emo, the same thing or not?
No, it sounds like by shechita he has like a certificate of sorts, or like he has a skama.
Right, it's a chain, it's a status, right? So it's not just, you know, his status quo ante. The status quo ante of somebody who was born mibet and emo, again, you're probably not a malumad, you know, just we shouldn't assume that, but that probably isn't based either, right, on the fact that you were born, you know, ignorant. Certainly not be bet and emo, and we were not capable of knowing, if you weren't capable of knowing, and having a chalos chazaka of a status, as opposed to, like, no chazaka of ignorance. Maybe you have to prove knowledge, but it's still not a muhsak gavra of ignorance. So I think there are a lot of reasons to be mechalek, to be cholek with the Taz here in terms of whether this is a good raya or not. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Ve'in lo mashani.
The pasuk of Mordechai, Kirav Nosson.
Nosson, the sphere, the dazlin, and basar hashta. Nenin matlashchiv meira va'anan karmelin karbonin de pligi hasan al ibinasan.
So this is also just an important other sugya to know. You know, as I mentioned, that some people, Tosas in Kiddushin and others, say that, you know, we never go basar hashta. We always go basar meikara. You know, even as a reyesa, we usually dismiss basar hashta. That's a view. And then you have, you know, in the sugya in Baba Basra, in the sugya of Rav Nasan, that he says in general, even when there's a clash between chazaka to meikara and chazaka to hashta, we maybe go basar chazaka to hashta. So again, in the range of views on that issue, okay, that's an important thing. But he, Taz himself, dismisses it. And what does he conclude? So that's a very, very strong Taz. Again, the whole thing is just a fascinating presentation. There's so many interesting agav issues as well. So it's interesting that, again, in the whole mix on the Mumer question, also the Taz is very machmir. The Taz extends the chumra of, you know, matzah b'mumer or whatever to applying things l'mafreya, even to chashud. That's what I wanted to get from Kufyud Tess. I'm just going to go through these three things, and I want to tell you my other suggestion, which I want to pick up on next time, and then back to the compromise psak of the Rishonim. Here in Simon Kufyud Tess, Mishra Khanarach says, Mishum before some biakas meaverish, we talked about this actually. So the Torah with Hamumar, chutz meavadazar, one second. No. I'm sorry. Where is it? One second. One Tazayin, right? Tabach shemas of mochichim shayrotza lahak shalat tzibur, lachilam trefa, gonshachat, etc. Misalkan also. Hamochad var masur mavir moso mishamten also. In lo takana, we talked about this. Ad shiyelech lemokom shein makir viachzer aveda. The question is how easy is it to be posel a mafreya, and how difficult is it for him to get back his cheskes kashus? So number one, there's a fascinating discussion here. The Marshal, Taz, and others. The Taz here quotes the Marshal, Shach also. Kosov Rashal v'pergid anashe, she'achshav shador parutz, whether you make concessions given the available quality of shachtim bismananenu. The inkoch lahamid al dina talmud. Imur lachachamim sheyefshar lanud mimakomo. The tafli toloi bay has out of obligation to tzaras abasalav or kedoma. Nosam alav tshuva b'makom b'mikomo b'siguf kedei sheomid b'mishkal azeh. It's fascinating. The ode kasav avra menachem Würzburg. The pamach sheover kashvina lemichshal. The Yeshlaz Hiro Shalayasa Kenod. Kasav Marshal, Af Midivra Talmud Ein Lo Alzeh Shumachreya, Mekomokom Shein Biadeno Koch Lutak in Pirta Sador, Hinechadavar Lahakel Midivra Talmud, Shepamachas Yazirenu, Lefirus Ene Achacham, Yanishenu Lefiazman Vainyam. Then the Taz adds, Mikomokom, Nirushi Yesh Lesser Akelim, Lemafreya Koshu Besafek, Afilu Pamarishon. And the Nosa Kalim point out that this is connected to his Shita on Lechumra on Simon Aleph. Okay, so that's just interesting to know. Then, of course, there just very quickly, there's the exchange in Choshen Mishpat. So what's it, Zach? What's the story? Doing a great job. What's the story in Choshen Mishpat? What we discussed already.
An Eid Shehayed, and then there's Eidus on him that he's Pasul, that he's an Eid Pasul.
Right, so the Rama once again says, you have it?
Yeah, hold on, give me a second, you got it?
Sure. The Rama on Chav Gimel.
The Rama says,
ואפילו פסל מן התורה אין לפסל לוודאי, אבל המסופק כגון שהיה בבייסדין ואך כך באו עדם עליו שעבר עבירה, שנפסל בו מן התורה, אבל אין יודן אם עבר קודם שהיה, או אך כך מוקמין גבר אחרי סגוסל, וכל מה שהיה כושר, עד ידין עדו עבר קודם לכם.
Yeah, so that is again suffek when the psul took place, right?
Yeah.
The question is, do you retroject that lemafreya? And the Rama says no. So here's where the ksos comes in. Again, as I mentioned, the Shev Shmaitza, you know, raises these questions. He's very into this. Here he quotes himself. This is Sif Katan Tezvav. You have it?
Yeah. V'humi devir vash.
I'm sorry, Sifkatan,
then
you should say that this psak of the Rama is wrong too.
Right. And then he says that Cheskas Mammon is a difa mikol chazakos. Fine.
Right?
Yeah, I don't really know what it means.
I mean, it is typically Motzim Chavar Levrai is a very strong, a very strong factor.
The Afla Gav de Bemumar Kol Aedius VeKol Shchitos Ksheirim Ad Shehim VeLo Min Antarti Leves. Usually, we don't assume that he was a Mumar from before. Right now.
Yeah, so that's basically the Beis Yosef and Simon.
Yes.
Right? Again, the Taz
I disagree with that too. Not assuming
like the Beis Halevi, you know, about Yom Kippur, that you would just say, oh, it isn't the Maisa Beira or the, you know, that makes him the Mumar. It just shows what's, you know, Mashanimsa Balibo. Right? He doesn't think that.
Right.
It was important. So basically, he's basically saying that's different.
Right.
He's saying, even according to Taz, that should be different. The Mumar case.
Right. אבל מקווה שנים דבר נמצא חסר, הרי אנו מסופקים איסו זה עם מסי נעשה. משמחי.
No, I don't think he meant it this way, but I'm going to, in a minute while we wrap up, and I'm going to tell you my other suggestion. I think this is the key issue. Mikvah, the question is, when did it change?
משמחי אמרינן, דו כל התארס תמיין. ואם כן, הוכנמי דלו ידין הנביא רזו מסי נעשה,
meaning, if you're talking about a mumar, so he's only a mumar once we know he's a mumar. But if you're talking about a maisavera, which is post-Saliedos, and you're not sure when that took place, it's not a question of reading in his heart, going back, etc., yes or no. Right? So, you know, that should only be mikan or laba. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that could be any time from when it was. You just don't know when it was. It's like, when did the mikvah become chaser? So, you know, the Avera is not Chasar V'yasi.
Right. V'imkei, Nikol Amimah, D'gabe Risha, Lo Shaykh Meimar Hachi. Ach Mitzhu.
Three days and toasts are playing such a role in the Psaak of Tartal Reyesa. Right?
Right. Ach Mitzhu, Vos Bach, Mashma Gam Le'inyan, shochit shehotzi treifa damin and hirshia va'asi kmo chase va'asi.
That's of course the father-in-law of the Taz.
Right.
But it doesn't always work that way, you know. But they do, they are, not always, but there is a lot of influence in the Taz and the Bach. I mean, for the Bach and the Taz. So the Bach held that even le'inyan shochet v'hotzi treifa biyado, that's meaning, and that's what the Taz was post, was matr of everything, all the kelim.
Right.
It comes to the Bach. Domrinan here, shia v'asi, t'mochasar v'asi.
Right.
That's different than Mike's Exela and Psaledas, still. It's a little bit Beis Halevi oriented. Like, when did he become, improper in his emuna or whatever. Interesting. Al kapanim
they speak alone afka the nearest I mean the retosus oti rutsim is that below my bechol makom to have it tied to the resa I feel the heicha de lo shai chase va'asi nami lo mafkinen mechazak ashlema neged chazak ktiya shechase lepanecha ve'rachnum is a bekuntrus in this ker.
So number one, I would have said there's a chiluk between psul edos, which depends on a particular ma'isa avera. There I would say there's never chaser v'asi because it's never, it doesn't matter. Let's say he was thinking of being a Gazlan or he's a bad guy. I mean, who cares? Lagabi Eidos makes no difference. So I think it's difficult that those things that even according to the Bach, that this would be a good comparison. Whether you say that a Mumar, I think depends on a whole bunch of different things that we discussed. Okay. What's curious is also, but he does tie in a lot of the issues. The Nesivas has a very powerful suggestion here. Is that Zach? Thank you.
Yeah, the difference between the two different types of chazakos.
Yeah, the fiandis daiti says quotes of ksos.
Near the low kasha, the shiny hasim betaros, the shnei chazakos hamevarus. Mitzdarfin levarish and nechse mikodem. Masha inkin cheskas mamon the lav chazaka hamevarus. Who? The brother of the Ktsos.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah, the brother of the Ktsos wrote Kuntras Asvekos.
Yeah.
Which deal a lot with Tvisa. So he's saying, oh, his own brother, you know, has this, and he talks a lot, I think I mentioned it the other day also, about Marakama, but about Motsim Karela Varaya. So this is a great little snapshot on that issue. So what he's saying is that it's not about Mukhzakus, because that Motsim Karela Varaya maybe is even stronger. The need, let's say, or at least the need for evidence to be Motsi Mamon might be greater than the need for evidence to be Motsi Midei Cheskas Isir. But Cheskas Mamon has no status whatsoever in being mevarer, in reconstructing. It's just a standard or a threshold of evidence required to change. But Cheskas Iser often, you know, there's a mukzaka, the mukzaka says, oh, it was this way. It probably continued to be this way for a while until we know otherwise. So he's calling it a chazaka hamevarer. And he's basically saying that it's the combination in Tartel Reyesa. Right? Okay. So these are some of the, as you can see, the very interesting, the rise itself. What I want to leave you with is the following other suggestions. And I referred to this year at one point as well. And I think the suggestion stands in its own right. It's certainly important in its own right. And I also think it may overlap a lot of overlaps a lot of the issues that we discussed before. And I'll elaborate this month, Thursday. But it also may overlap even on the idea a little bit, perhaps. And that is the following. Again, there's a line in the Ksosa we just read where he says, well, you know, Mikav Shininda, the question is, when did it change? Oh. So I think that there might be a difference, and this might be the key to understanding Tartel Reyesa and some other things as well, between two perspectives in Chazaka. One is when we look at Chazaka as we typically do. The same way that we look at Motzim Mechamrela Varai, but maybe even more so in some respects or less so in other respects. And that is in terms of status quo and denying change. Typically, when we talk about a chazaka, like the next Gemara, Gemara in the Yud Amud Beis to Yud Beis Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says, like, what's the makar of chazaka generally? So the idea is to focus on denying that a change took place. Like Evident Torah, you want to know what is the status of a person or an event, right? Or a cheftza, you know, at a particular point in time. Right, and we're saying about it, well, we know what the status was previously, right? And we say, we assume that that status persists until we know that it doesn't persist, right? So when we have that, typically, we're talking about an absolute question of saying, yes, chazaka, no chazaka. Oh. However, what about a situation where you must acknowledge that a change took place and that the chazaka, which normally would be Bavara or Machria, right, cannot, you know, slam the door closed. It can't deny the change. Because Hare Itra Lefanenu. So what are you going to say then? And maybe that's the bigger challenge or the kind of default challenge, maybe, we'll see in a second, right? Whenever you have a chazaka and a reyasa. Mikvah shenimzad, let's stick with the mikvah, it's the best case. Mikvah shenimzad, and it was shalem. And then later, v'nimtza chaser. Right, that's different than saying you went to the mikvah, Mikvah shenimdad, the tavol bo, hare atayodea, right, shechaser v'yasai, chaser v'yasai, that eventually it'll go below the threshold of arbayim sa. So how do you know? Let's say you're never going to see this mikvah again. You know, an earthquake wiped it off the map, right? But how do you know that it was a mikvah shleima when you did your tzvila, right? The answer is that that's what a chazaka is. That's a chazaka of Yudamid Beis to Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the typical chazaka. As you know, we assume that the status quo persists unless we know or until we know otherwise. But when you have Mikvah Shenimdad and then Dimsa Chaser, is it still that? Or did a huge qualitative change take place to the whole topic? Are we still interested in knowing, this is, I think, the key question. Are we interested in knowing whether it changed at a particular moment? Or are we interested in the question of when it changed between two moments? Well, let me make it clear. So you have Mikvah Shenimdad V'Nimtza Chaser, and we want to know about Kol Taharos Shenasu. Again, this guy went out and then he touched Taharos. He touched it on Monday, touched other Taharos on Tuesday, you know, a whole bunch of other Taharos on Friday, right? And then on Sunday, the next Sunday, the mikvah was already chaser. So now I think there are two ways, in theory, that you could look at these issues. One way is to remain with the orthodox classical standard view of chazaka, which is hachazaka lo hishtana, right? Ad shivada lecha shehu hishtana. I shouldn't say ad. Elim kein yadua lecha shehu hishtana. So then you would say the following. What was the status of his tipul, you know, with taharos on Monday? The answer is lo nishtana. What was the status of his tipul on Tuesday? Lo ishtana. And on Friday? Lo ishtana. Aye, but there's a reyes, there's a chazaka dahashta right now, or whatever you want to call it, a chazaka dahashta, maybe it matters a little bit, you know, at least conceptually or psychologically. Chazaka dahashta against the chazaka demikara. But if you go backwards instead of you know, the way it is now, you know, it's status quo present is chaser. So maybe you should say, well, based on its present status quo, it was that same way yesterday or the day before or the day before that. Right? Or say, there's a reason, the chazaka de mikara. Can you still rely on it? Okay, but those, whether you formulate it one way or the other, and it might matter, what we're still trying to do is we're zeroing in on a certain moment in time, and we are saying, we're wondering about that moment whether or not the chazaka de mikara of mikvah shalema applies or not. Correct? So we're not doing anything fundamentally different than we're doing when there's no reyesa, but we know that there always can be one, or maybe even know that inevitably there will be one, right? Because we're picking out a point in time, and that point in time there's no reyesa. There is a chazaka dahashta or a reyesa in a broader way, but that's the whole point, is we don't know when that took place. So we're just saying, but we're saying what we normally say, azlinam basar chazaka demikar. Unless you want to say it's compromised a little bit by there being a chazaka dahashta or reyesa to the chazaka demikara, but even that has to do with reconstructing the likely scenario of what took place at a particular point in time. Or no, that's not what's going on with the chazaka dahashta or reyesa. What's really going on is maybe we no longer have the right to say, to pick out a particular point in time and say, at that point in time, what was Alpidin, the status of the mikvah? Since we know there's a reyesa, since we know there's a chazaka dahashta, maybe the new formal halachic question is not what is the status at a particular moment, but when did the change take place? It's not a what question anymore, it's a when question. And maybe that's just a totally different kind of chazaka. When it comes to when questions, that's a weaker chazaka. The rules of chazaka change when you acknowledge change. I shouldn't say change twice. When you acknowledge change, but you're trying to figure out when it took place. Maybe that's what determines, you know, tartel reyesa and chadel reyesa and so on. Maybe what we're saying is, it was only chazaka dahashta and chazaka demikara, and certainly if there was a reyes at all, we would be operating according to the regular rules of mukmina naches gaso. But once it's tartel reyesa, we're no longer discussing the question, what is the status at a particular point in time? We're now discussing the question, when did things change from the chazaka demikara to the chazaka dahashta? That's a different question. We're acknowledging change now. Oh. So what are the factors that might go into that? Well, the best one that you gain from this, but not the only one, is chaser. But especially chaser v'asai. Because what does chaser v'asai mean? Like we asked. Like, you know, who cares, I'll pick it. As long as you have more than 40 saw, who cares that it went down from 100 to 90 and then from 90 to 80 and 80 to 70? All we should care about is you know, that it's higher than it needs to be. Oh. But maybe the idea is, and it still might need a chalos for this, frankly, but maybe the idea is that if we're dealing with the status of the mikvah at a particular moment, discrete moment, strategic moment in time, then that's one thing. But the second, that we are acknowledging change and trying to pinpoint the time of change, then the fluidity or the dynamism of the process, the fact that it is a process, is more of a reason, right, to ask the question, when did it change, right, as opposed to zeroing in on a particular moment and asking if at that moment, if it changed. So that chaser v'asai as a tahalich again, does it need to be halachic, you know, with the chaloses or not? That's still a good question. Does it need to be predictive as opposed to lamafreya, like memory, or like the sakin she niskalkal, right? All these questions remain important questions. But certainly now we can understand why chaser v'asoy matters, in addition to what we said before, or separate from it. It matters because it's a factor in figuring out, maybe that, and from that point of view, the whole Shaklet V'Tari of the Gemara isn't just about, or maybe it's not at all about, Vaday Naga Safek Naga, Maisa V'Safek Safek Maisa. Maybe what the Gemara is really, really saying is, should we be looking at a moment in time and treating this as a classical regular chazaka still, and say the chazaka lo nishtana at the moment that we're talking about, and ignoring the reyesa mostly, or maybe weakening the chazaka a little bit because there's a competing or a chisaron in the chazaka, but mostly in quantitative ways, or, well, maybe what the Gemara is really trying to say is, right, Hare chaser lefanecha. The issue is no longer if, the issue is when, says the Gemara. But, you know, it may be chaser lefanecha, but, you know, what about these other facts? It's a particular moment in time that we care about. So whether we care about a moment in time and we say, Azlinan basar chazaka de miikara, or whether or not we're acknowledging the change and we're dealing with when it changed, a host of factors could play into it. Especially chaser v'atzoi, but other factors as well, including safek negiya naga b'safek. That could be a factor in this. Oh, so I think that explains the chacham tzvi. I'll discuss it next time, etc. It explains a lot of what we are discussing. So one of the issues that also may come into play here is whether or not we have a right, al pidin, generally or in a specific case, that's where it gets complicated, to look at the consequences separately, discreetly, as different dine Torah, or as a group. In other words, one of the things that dictates whether or not we say, I don't care when the mikveh changed, when it became chaser, I care what happened, I care what its status was at 2 p.m. Thursday afternoon. So if there's a particular issue, you know, that stands in its own right, maybe you could say that. But if you're interested mostly in the status of taharos in between the medida shenimtzeis maleya and the medida shenimtzeis chasera, maybe you don't have the right to be asking, you know, about Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Because there were 10 other periods. And even if there was only one, there could have been 10 other periods. So maybe the question to ask, and therefore the forthcoming answer is determined by it in terms of which chazakas apply, namely, when did it change? Because that's going to answer all questions. If I say, oh, it changed earlier, it changed later, that's going to solve all the individual questions in one fell swoop. Right? So if we're looking for a universal rule, then we have to ask, when did it change? Meikara or closer to Nahashta? Whereas if we're focusing on a particular single event, we might have the right to be asking whether it changed. So it could be Gufa, that depends also on the nature, halachically, of the question, you know, with a shochet you know, who had 50 cases, maybe we always have to ask, you know, when did he become an incompetent? And the same thing with regard to Taharos. But if we're talking about, you know, a particular Din Torah or a particular focus, then we're not going to say Tar Til Reyesa. We're going to say Azina Basar Chazaka Demi Ikara. Okay? So I want to zero in on this idea a little bit more next time. And then I want to get back to Shibar Tzomos Kol Hayom with regard to both of these questions, meaning Safek Naga, Navak Naga B'Safek, as well as a what question or a when question. I want to try to finish off with this Emir Tashem Thursday. So we'll do 10:30 on Thursday morning. Okay? So